Thank you, my friend, and greetings. Ladies and gentlemen, we're glad to be back with you again with another program of gospel music and of the Word of God. And we hope today that you enjoy yourselves with us. We have back with us this time the Elkwood Quartet with Brother Charles Underwood as the master of ceremonies and the manager, and his wife, Sister Nona, and Brother Kenneth Underwood sings the tenor, and Brother Donnie Giles plays the piano, and Brother Donnie Hopkins is on the guitar today with us. And we hope that you enjoy our program as we bring it to you, and hope that you enjoy the Elkwood Quartet as well as the preaching.
There's a glory cloud coming down from heaven on the red, the red sun board. Well, then my blessed Lord will stand upon glory coming down to take us home.
There's a cloud coming down, the sun is coming down to carry me away.
I'll be stepping in the sky when he bids me come on board.
I'll step on the cloud,
on the cloud, on the cloud, rolling home on the glory cloud. When my Lord shall come with the blood for a stone water, he in that will be. When the saints of old singing love's sweet song, going home on the glory cloud.
There's a cloud,
there's a cloud, the sun is coming down to carry me away.
To the good
light beyond, the other lights slipping off on him and shore. In the twinkling of an eye, I'll be stepping in the sky when he bids me come on board.
I'll
stepping on the cloud,
rolling
on the cloud, rolling home on the glory cloud.
There's a cloud,
glory cloud, sun is coming down to carry me away.
To the great
beyond,
to the
great beyond, standing off on heaven's shore. Twinkling of an eye, I'll be stepping in the sky when he bids me come on board.
Oh, stepping on the cloud,
on the cloud, on the cloud, glory cloud, on the glory cloud.
Oh, stepping on the cloud,
on the glory cloud, glory cloud, on the glory cloud.
Listen now as we sing a song for you. Count what Jesus done for you whenever you made you a Christian. Listen to it. He wrote my name.
The blessed Savior wrote my name when I was born again. He wrote it way. He saved my soul. He wrote that I had made right my every sinful wrong. And he wrote my name on heaven's roll.
He wrote my name.
My name. If I should live 1,000 years upon this earth below,
listening to a song now that talks about the one that when he gets on the other shore, be no more trouble or we're a pain. He says, these are they.
Praising God
for day and night. These are they who won the battle. These are they who stood the day. Loving God, the Spirit's body.
The redeemed, the redeemed,
the grand play.
No sad goodbye.
I've been sad again. These are they who won the battle. These are they who stood the test. Loving God, my spirit's body.
The redeemed, the redeemed,
the dead and the blessed. These are they who won the battle. These are they.
We're going to sing a song for you now that's, I believe, is coming just as real before too long, as the word said. It says, I believe he's coming back just like he said.
Or the one that you see leaving in life matters coming back for you and me. And I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe that a trumpet's gonna sound so loud one day he'll wake the dead. Twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern skies, and I believe he's coming back like he said.
I believe the time is nearing, we will soon see his appearing,
and this could be the hour. Yes, this could be the day.
Saints from every nation will lose their gravitation in the middle of the air, be called away.
And I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe that a trumpet's gonna sound so loud one day he'll wake the dead.
Twinkling of an eye,
he'll split the eastern skies, and I believe he's coming back like he said. And I believe he's coming back like he said.
Yes, I believe he's coming back, just like he said. I believe that the Lord is going to make his appearing very soon. This has been talked about a long time, but he's coming back one of these days, coming for those that are looking for him. And of course, whether or not, he'll come as a thief in the night. So today, my friend, if you're not ready, I would say to you, as the Lord said unto Nicodemus, you must be born again. If you're not ready and not prepared, my advice to you is to meet with the Lord on your knees. Talk to God for yourself. Now we're going to turn to the Word of God in St. John, the 3rd chapter. And we'll be talking today along the line of being born again. And it is a requirement that our Lord made many years ago. Beginning at the first verse, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. So you see, my friends, it's going to take a man and a woman with experience with God, one that knows for themselves. This is something I've thought many times in my life, in these 45 years that God has been with me in the Spirit. And I've thought many times along this line of people that hadn't had experience with God. The dread in their minds, no doubt, that's there, that the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, within a man and a woman, brings peace at the sad times. And this to me, as Christ appointed a time for people to receive salvation, a time for the Holy Ghost to come. And of course, it's for each individual that would like to have it, because this is a born again religion. Now, as we go on, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify to that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. So the Lord had testified, had many wonderful works right in the presence of them, but they had not accepted it. But we realize that the life of Christ and that he lived is something for you and I to look at, that we might be able to find our way in this life, because these are things and requirements that Christ required of his children. And of course, it takes a man born again, a miracle, any miracle performed must be through the hand of Christ. No man can perform miracles without the Holy Ghost direction and the direction of the Holy Ghost. Let's go on and read just a little more. And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And thanks be to God, out of all the sorrow and grief, at the cross he was lifted up. He was lifted before men, that this birth that he's talking to Nicodemus could take place. This is the purpose, the whole purpose of Christ, His life was that you and I might have a privilege of walking in a spiritual life, walking in a life with Him, that He could direct us and be our guide in this life. I realize today that I'm talking of things that no doubt is a mystery to many people because they've never been born again. There's more to it. There's more to being born than just speaking of it. It takes a Christian, it takes a person that's actually had experience with God. The birth of Christ has performed within their life for a man or a woman to really realize. And I know that there's many people that walks in this life, and as they walk here and try, I know, as I've said before, I tried before God came into my life. I wanted to live a good life, but I couldn't do it. But once I had that experience on the 13th day of August, 1933, that God came into my life, gave me salvation. And thanks be to God, these many years, God has directed and been with me. Yes, I have made some errors and mistakes, but not a willful sin, not in my life. I've tried to follow after the leading of God, tried to stay in the service of the Lord. Now listen as we go on, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, my friends, there's going to be people go through this life. Many, many people will go through this life thinking that they are Christians by being misguided. But I wouldn't today in any way try to misguide a person. We teach the full gospel of Christ. We believe it just like it came on the day of Pentecost. We believe it just like it came at the house of Cornelius. It came speaking in tongues. It came to people to where that they had an evidence that they knew that God was in their life, that He took up His life. And this, according to the scripture, listen, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth light, neither cometh the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Yes, praise God, today with Christ in your life, with that new birth of Christ, as Christ was talking here to Nicodemus, with that birth in your life, there is a light in your life. And we know that back in Matthew, as he began to talk to the people, and I believe we've mentioned this before to you, he was that light when he walked here. But after he left, he said, ye are the light of the world. As a city that set on the hill cannot be hid. Yes, a person that with a saving power through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Ghost. And this, my friends, is what we teach to you and what we will teach to you, that you must be born again, that you must receive that gift of the Holy Ghost, that comforting spirit that Christ said, if you love Him and kept His commandments, to ask Him and He would send it unto you. Now let's go on and read the 22nd verse. After these things came Jesus and His disciples into the land of Judea, and there He tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing at Enon near this Salem, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. Yes, my friends, people in those days, as they taught the truth, people were down on them. and people would not go along with him until eventually John, a man that God sent that he might actually go before Christ and teach Christ and repentance to the people, that they finally took him and put him in prison. Oh yes, Satan hates this. He hates the good. He hates all that God could do, and he'll do everything that he can to tear it down. But listen, as John went on, John answered. Let me back up, 25th verse. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. You see, they still, in those days, complaining about people being pure. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. So you see, this Christ that John was talking about, how great that he was, how loving that he was. And as John, as he preached many times, that God had sent him before, and sent him before that he might teach Jesus Christ and him crucified. And of course, referring here to Christ as the bridegroom, the bridegroom of the bride, and he is the bridegroom. And one of these days, there will be a new life in heaven, and of course, Christ to be in our Father. Thanks be to God today. He's a God that can be depended upon. And as John was talking about him here, and talking about himself, we as human beings will decrease, but this power of God, this power of Jesus will increase. Let's move on now. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testified, no man received this testimony. He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the word of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and has given all things into his hands. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him forever. Yes, my friend, this is a requirement of God, that people must be born again. Now, I'd like to say in no form of criticism today, and this that we're talking on, and that I'd like to get before people, when the Spirit of God has come, as Jesus told them, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou heareth the sound thereof, but cannot see whence it come or whither it goeth. This is the way that the Holy Ghost come on the day of Pentecost. It came as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set up on them. And they, just stop and think, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Yes, my friends, God had an intention for the church to be set up on this day, and the day that the Holy Ghost come into the life of those men and women was actually a remedy for you and me, and a way for you and I to know that salvation had come to our lives. And let me appoint this to you today, my friends, and pray God that you'll heed, that you'll come to God through the salvation of the Lord. And of course, One other thought now, and more or less, I guess, as we had taken as a text today, that you must be born again. You must be born again. And Jesus talked like this. He said, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So you see, as John was preaching, as he was going through this life preaching, he was preaching a repentance, baptizing with water, saying that there's one mightier than I whose shoes latches I'm not worthy to unloose, will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This is the stand that we take today, that God has sent us, that we might teach repentance unto you and to baptize you in water, but the Holy Ghost comes from God. Again, may I say to you, when you come before God, talk to God for yourself, find your way to God, because the Holy Ghost is given to men today. May God bless you. Our time is gone, and we ask you to write, get in touch with us. Our announcer will let you know just how to get in touch with us. May God bless you is our prayer today.
Be.